You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're listening to Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio.
Yes, you are, and it's deadline day on the trade exchange. Sarah Ollie here with Josh Gabalich. And Josh, we know that formally no deals can go through until 3 p.m. today. It's going to be prime time viewing for deadline day with clubs allowed to execute trades until 7:30 p.m. a bit later today. But we do know that a four-way trade is going to go through. We learnt that yesterday. It involves Paddy Dow and Nick Caulfield. It also involves two other teams and a fair few pick swaps.
I think it's about 10 picks in the end, six for next year, four in this year's draft. Essendon's involved, Carlton, the Western Bulldogs and St Kilda. So a really complex four-way trade. As we spoke about before, all four clubs have just got off a Zoom call with Ned Guy at the AFL to formally finalise this deal. I expect this to come through pretty swiftly when that window reopens at 3 p.m. this afternoon. But the big situation here is the two players that have moved clubs in the end, two players that were taken in the top 10 of the same draft in 2017, who have been starved of opportunities for different reasons at different times. Nick Caulfield hasn't played at AFL level in 2 years, coming off that ACL reconstruction, had all the calf issues this year, but did finish the year really strongly in the VFL in the last month for Sandringham. I believe he's got a two-year contract at the Western Bulldogs. St Kilda did offer him a one-year deal to remain, but a fresh start makes a lot of sense. And Paddy Dow, well, he's been linked to St Kilda for a very long time and for good reason, because Stephen Silvani took him at pick three back when he was working as Carlton's list manager 6 years ago. So he gets that move as well. So two fresh starts for two players that have had great games and great patches in their careers to date, but haven't really gone on with it just yet.
You have to be happy, particularly for Paddy Dow, don't you? Someone who's just been so starved of opportunity. When he came in for the Blues this year, I thought he played, you know, his role really well, but he's going to walk into St Kilda's starting lineup, isn't he?
I think so. I mean, they have a lot of similar players to Paddy Dow, but he did have a great back end to the year. He played the last seven games of the home and away season under Michael Voss and was squeezed out in September. But I do like it as a get, given what it's cost to get him in the door. Just like I like the Nick Caulfield, I think it's a great opportunity for the Western Bulldogs and for Nick Caulfield to have a fresh start.
Now, speaking of St Kilda, Jack Billings, he still has 2 years remaining on his contract. He has certainly fallen out of favour, though, at Moorabbin. What are you hearing when it comes to Jack Billings and the possibilities about where he could be next year?
I think he remains a chance to find a new club today. I understand that Melbourne has monitored his situation. GWS asked the question a few weeks ago, but were told that he wants to remain in Victoria. It was even discussed in the Liam Henry trade. Fremantle had an interest in bringing him across.
Okay.
But again, he wants to stay in Victoria. He does want a fresh start, so read between the lines, Sarah. Maybe there is a club that we haven't worked out just yet. I think it might be Melbourne when you think about the fact they've lost James Jordan, they've lost James Harms during this trade window. I know they've got two really good wingmen in Lockie Hunter and Ed Langdon, but you do need a third. You need some depth. Melbourne would feel like a good fit.
Well, someone on the IMR insurance text line is thinking like you're thinking, B1 and B2. They said, can you describe what position Jack Billings plays? Could he be a backman at Melbourne so Rivers can go into the midfield? Is that a possibility?
I don't think so. You see him across half forward and on a wing. He's more of a forward half threat. I feel like Geelong would be a great landing spot for someone like Jack Billings when you factor in Isaac Smith's retired, Sam Menegola was forced to retire in the end after being not offered another contract at Geelong with all the issues he had with his body. So at 28, I still feel like he's got plenty to offer. If he doesn't find a new home, he's got 2 years to run at St Kilda. He'll go back and reset. He's a class act and has played a lot of good football in the past. Just needs a little bit of luck with his body going forward. But he is a watch today, like Lachie Hunter was this time last year.
Well, just on Geelong, a question here off the IMI text line. Hey, Sarah and Josh, a couple of points I'd love to hear your thoughts on. What's going on with Geelong? Is anyone coming in tonight?
Well, a bit like the discussion we had before around Richmond and Collingwood, it's difficult to be very active in consecutive windows when you think about what they did last year with Jack Bowes, with Tanner Bruin, with Ollie Henry. They were very active last year. It's difficult to do it in consecutive windows. We all want change and new faces at this time of year. I get that from a supporter perspective, but it's difficult to go back to back.
Well, you know what? We can't, you know, manufacture any trades for Geelong this time around, but we are going to look in the rearview mirror and look at deadline day last year where the Cats did actually get active. So for that texter, just think back to last year and what happened, because deadline day last year, Josh, it was frantic as it usually is. And you'd have to say, looking back at some of the names that got their deals done, that got across the line at the 11th hour, some bigger names than perhaps this year in the form of Josh Dunkley, Rory Lobb. Of course, there was that three-way trade where Collingwood ended up with Brownlow medalist Tom Mitchell. There was a fair bit going on.
I like it when you take us back. And I know 12 months ago is not that far back, but it's a good one to refresh just briefly, given everything that could transpire today. But there was a fair bit of drama late last year when you think about the Tom Mitchell transaction, given it was a three-way trade with Ollie Henry, with Cooper Stevens, and it happened 3 minutes before the deadline closed. And the Jay Gromyra and Lloyd Meek situation happened just after that as well. Josh Dunkley was so complex after winning the Best and Fairest only days earlier. It was a fascinating last day. Are there any names there that you just like a bit more than others?
Yeah, well, I think Tom Mitchell played a pivotal role in that grand final. Josh Dunkley couldn't have done more at the Lions this year. I mean, look at some of the other names, though. I feel like Lachie Hunter, and I'm looking at Kaltoum, who's just walked in here. I feel like he was one of those names on the last day of the trade period last year that just kind of bobbed up and surprised everyone. He went to Melbourne along with Josh Shackey. Sam Wiedemann went to the Bombers. Jay Gromyra to Fremantle. Josh, that was one that perhaps he didn't see coming.
Well, if we think back to last year, the Jay Gromyra situation popped up very late in the piece, only with a few days to play. He was committed to coming back and playing for Hawthorn in the final year of his contract in Greater Western Sydney. Asked the question, of course, he's from WA, he's not from Perth, but he's got family that live in Perth. His partner was based in Perth. So it did make a fair bit of sense for Fremantle to swoop in and understand an opportunity presented. And that's what they did in the end. And he's come across and started his career in purple quite nicely.
This time last year, the Swans were not like they were this time around. They were not busy. They only acquired Aaron Francis, who I'm not really sure they thought would play too much footy. But I think in the end, he came in because they just had so many injuries to those tools. So I guess that's part of sage list management as well, is thinking about players that can add to the depth. And then you look at a Lloyd Meek, who, Josh, we spoke to when he came over to Fremantle from Hawthorn, and it looked like he was going to take that number one ruck mantle, but it didn't really end up that way, did it?
No, well, Ned Reeves is clearly a key part of what they're doing going forward. So it's been a fascinating watch. We just spoke about two former top 10 picks that found new homes yesterday, Nick Caulfield and Paddy Dow. And I mean, the fascination last year was the Sam Wiedemann and Aaron Francis moving for not much late in the piece. And at times they've looked like really good gets. Haven't proven to be just yet. So interested to see how those two go in 2024.
Now, there's a fair bit of interest on the IMR text line around Jack Billings, one of these names that won't go away. He's saying, this is from Dom in Armstrong Creek. I don't know where that is, but that sounds nice, Dom. Wouldn't Billings fit at the Dogs at half forward, Josh?
He would, but they have committed to other players during this window, Sarah. They don't have any interest in Jack Billings, I'm told. So it did feel like a natural fit, given their CEO, Amit Bains, actually recruited Jack Billings back in the day when he worked in St Kilda's list management team. He was part of that decision more than a decade ago. So a natural fit there, but nothing from what I'm told.
And what about this one? Hi, Sarah and Josh. Do Melbourne have any interest in Gunston? It may not be that Melbourne doesn't have interest in Gunston, but does Gunston have interest in Melbourne, Josh?
Well, it's the latter, Sarah. I was told again last night that it is Hawthorn that he wants to get to. He's been adamant about that the whole way along. So still plenty to play out in that space, though, Sarah, between now and 7:30 p.m.
And just before we head to an ad break and on the other side speak to Begoan Ewan, Hi Trade Desk, any update on the Western Bulldogs coaching appointments, including conditioning coaches, Josh?
I think they're getting pretty close to conditioning coaches, Sarah, in terms of a new high-performance manager to replace Matt Innes. They've shortlisted some names. So we are getting closer there. There is some progress. And as Sam Edmund reported yesterday, Daniel Pratt set to be the new backline coach at the Western Bulldogs. So they've been busy behind the scenes trying to get some names. And I get they've missed out on Justin Lepage and Andrew McQualter and Michael Barlow. But a lot of clubs were in the race for all those names. So still plenty to play out. But the clock is ticking when you consider preseason is less than a month away and they need to lock in at least one or two more appointments with the development coach included as well. Matt Egan, keep an eye on him. I think that might be done sooner rather than later.
Tick tock, indeed. Now, Begoan Ewan has one of the more incredible life stories, and we're going to speak to him on the other side of this. You're listening to Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio.
AFL Trade Exchange for Toyota Hilux, an unbreakable connection since 1968. And Host Plus. Host Plus has been named Super Rating Super Fund of the Year for 2023. That's a plus. Issued by Host Plus Proprietary Limited. Check the PDS and TMD at hostplus.com.au.